Welcome to the RCAD, also known as AKA Ramblecast After Dark. We have no show for you tonight. None whatsoever. We left it. I should correct myself. We have no song this week.
Yeah, I was going to say. So. What do you mean? No show.
We have no show. We have no Jack. And,
I got a feeling he's going to miss us. He'll come running back.
Yeah, he always comes back to us, doesn't he? Oh, no, now you're going to break out the,
This is just musical genius over here. He just needed to,
pinch on the spot. Just needed to strum away a few. You were too busy with your Lego sets. Welcome to the Ramblecast.
Funky. Welcome, gentlemen. Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks since I've seen you all last and your beautiful faces. Yeah, I suffered from the wrath of shot number two. That was fucking awesome.
I'm sure. You got all upgraded to 5G though. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
The best connectivity around, no doubt about it. So I'm a week in after my second shot. So I think I have one more week I can be fully considered vaccinated or whatever. That shit's no joke. I think everybody who's listening now has probably either had it or knows someone who's had their shots, and it's fucking brutal. I couldn't imagine. I think I was texting you guys. Like, I couldn't imagine actually having COVID. I had the mildest ever taste of what that could be like for 24 hours. And I was like, fuck this. I'm out. Like, I don't want nothing to do with this. But then again, within a day or so, I was completely fine.
What's funny is that I think because of all the backlash or the stories coming out about the second shot just kicking your ass, I was reading, a friend of mine posted an article about, it's like 600,000 people have not gotten the second one. Like, they skipped their appointment because they're like, I'm 80% covered. I'm good.
So stupid.
But if that's just a small sampling of what it's like, I can't imagine what the full.
Yeah. It wasn't any of the breathing problems or anything like that, but dude, I just felt like a fucking bag of smashed dicks. It was the worst 24 hours. But it was like literally, clockwork. The next morning, I was like, oh, shit. And of course, I did my best to try to plan around a day off. And I felt like garbage all fucking day long. And then the next morning, I wake up after sleeping, and it was like nothing happened. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, I'm fucking great. 5G upgrade. Let's go.
That's how I think the day after my little, relapse or whatever that I had, where it was like, oh, well, I was in a relapse. I'm not really good with words today. So I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I had a little bit of a touch of insomnia.
Oh.
And
I got the cure for that.
Okay. Now, maybe I brought it upon myself because I took one of those Tylenol capsules with the caffeine, And then I took some Sudafed.
Dude, you went all fucking Jesse Spanos on?
And then I had like a cup of coffee. And I
I'm so excited!
But I just could not sleep.
I'm so scared! And
you know what happens when you like fall asleep on the couch for just like 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and then you wake up and you're like, oh, now I'm fucking up. Right. Like, it doesn't matter like how long you slept. It could have been 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a half an hour. You're like, you're up now. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what happened to me last night. And then it's never great when, like, a student, and I don't want to go into this, but hypothetically speaking, a student emails you, and then it's like 1 a.m., and you're like, fuck that noise. And you're typing back, and you're reviewing it like, yeah, this is the best thing I could write to the student at 1 a.m. No, it was not. So
no.
Slackers, fucking slackers. That's what I'm dealing with right now. So
yeah, I mean, they're everywhere.
I will say this about this student. One nice thing to say is that this student made all my other like D slackers look like they're at sea level. So this guy can crash and, or girl can crash and burn completely. but will actually make all of the other half-ass slackers look decent, somewhat half-ass decent, that I'll be like, okay, well, so sacrifice fly there, man. I see what you did.
So this guy's a real piece of shit. Like,
hypothetically speaking.
You literally just tore this dude down upwards and sideways, like almost kind of like by accident.
I meant to save it for the patrons, because that's what they pay for it. So, but yeah. Oh, Eric says that basically that's meth. So Sudafed, caffeine,
Tylenol. Yeah, right.
Coffee. Old...
Yeah, I remember like when COVID first hit, they were talking about how you shouldn't take aspirin or Tylenol or something if you have it, because like black people are thinking like, oh, I have like a cold or a flu. And I wonder if that's still, I haven't even heard anything about that anymore, how it could have like weird effects on you, but I wonder if that's true anymore. Yeah. Anyway, I kind of had the same kind of day as well, Matt, like just brain's not working. Like, so we used to get our monthly bonuses of commissions, which is not very big for what I do, but every month, and they switched it this year to quarterly. And so my boss texted me to tell me like, oh, like it should be in on Friday, like your bonus check. I'm like, oh, cool. You know? And he told me what the amount was going to be. And I was like, man, I was like, that's a lot lower than I was expecting it to be, man. And I'm over here thinking, because it's April, it's like 4 months for some reason, is a quarter. And I'm like, you know, like, dude, you're like, you're cheating me. Like, why am I getting like such a amount? And I was like, and then I'm like, oh, never mind. I'm thinking fucking 4 months instead of 3 months. It's just like,
and over here, just Nick being a dick has to my just boss. Updated his profile on monster.com.
Yeah, Jack's not here to rip you on the math, but I totally have done that before. Like three and the four, you flip them around.
Oh, like the quarters like, and months.
Yeah, quarters and, you know, so. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're over there like, shit, this is not going to be a happy May the 4th.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to buy those Legos on May the 4th. They got that special. So.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think there's anything coming out, though, that I want right now for May 4th.
I did the same thing, and I just got to say, as a mild Lego addict or parent with two Lego addicts, my son had a birthday, but he got a big Lego set for his birthday, so spent a lot of the weekend working on that. Which is totally cool, totally awesome. So for those Lego builders or fans of the modular buildings, like those things are so cool. They're expensive, but man, the detail, the architecture, and like the amount that you get, it's really cool. And both my kids now have them. They each have a modular building. I have Rhodes, and so we put it all together. And it was like a little bit of dad, a little bit of, you know, and it looks really cool. And, you know, I just had so much, even as an adult, I had so much fun. Like, oh, I'm going to put the friends up here on this building, and I'm going to like put Darth Vader, you know, I'm just fucking around with my kids' shit. Totally fun. And it gets you in that mindset of you're like, oh, what else they got out there? What else can I add to this thing? And so
I like how Matt started this story, and he was kind of like, well, let me just set the stage real quick. You know, I live in a house where I have kids who are Lego addicts.
Yeah.
fucking horse shit. You're using your children as an excuse
they're
for your Lego addiction.
I use them as my excuse for my Star Wars addiction. So
there you go.
You know, and you would too. You would too.
Yeah. It's like I never even read Harry Potter. I've watched all the movies, which I thought were just okay.
Mm-hmm.
But because they released Diagon, I never said it right, but Diagon Alley, they released that set, but it's been on back order forever. But I had so many VIP points that I basically got it for free from Lego.
Oh, wow.
But they finally emailed me yesterday to tell me that it was being shipped. I'm like, yes. You know, and I sent a picture to my sister going like, look what's coming. And she loves Harry Potter. She's like, you didn't even read the books. I'm like, yeah, but I got the set. You know, like, because they're four little buildings, and you know, I'm gonna like wedge them in between two of the modulars, so it looks like a little alley in between the modulars, so it'll look
pretty nice,
cool.
Yeah.
And you see like Game of Thrones characters and like disperse them throughout.
I do that all the time,
take like pictures with, for your sister just to piss her off.
I actually love doing that. Like, when I had all my buildings up in California, I would do that. You know, I had Star Wars ones here and different ones just scattered throughout. zombies. I even had like a predator guy, you know, like out there hunting in the city, you know. Like,
oh, it's just so fun to mix and match the Legos. I have this Lego figure from the 80s. Like she's totally vintage 80s Lego girl or woman, you know. She's got like this like really 60s black hair, like style hair. And it's just so generic. Anyway, I'm walking her through the Lego city that I've created, and I have this whole monologue where I'm like, I have never seen such wonders. What are these things? Like, cause you know, like she's like from the past or something like that.
Well, it's from your own from your childhood, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was from my own childhood. So I was,
so they actually made Legos out of like wood and stone at that time.
Back then. Yes, they did. Yeah. Wood and stone before the plastic, the plastic era. It was tin. You cut your fingers when you were trying to put them together, you know, your fingers would bleed really bad. So
Eric's got some good TV conversation in here, which we'll have to
come back to when we get
to TV. We should definitely talk about that.
Before Jack shows up and ruins our Lego Star Wars
party. He just goes back to sleep. He just leaves. He comes back.
We could just do it now.
Well, hold on. I was just to stay on the Lego talk just for one little second. But like, So I think all the good Star Wars sets are coming out in August from what all the rumors I've seen.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Well, good to know. Because like, then you're going to get a Bad Batch set. You'll get any new Mandalorian sets. Like anything, it's all going to come out in August, which is usually normal for Lego because I think really you have January is like their big sets that come out usually. And then you have August and then November are like the three times a year that Lego puts out like the mass. Usually they do something. May the 4th used to only be like a small set that was only exclusive for May the 4th. That was it. Because like the one that I have that's the most valuable one is they released a Darth Revan, how you want to say it, minifigure back in 2014.
I like Revan. Yeah. I am Revan. Like it's kind of like
a,
like
a fancy. Yeah.
I'm Parisian.
But yeah, that one was released only on May the 4th, that minifigure, and that's worth like $150, something like that, just because it's such a rare figure. I mean, you can get like the knockoff ones of it, but if you actually have one, it's expensive. Okay, I think that was it.
Well, no, I would just say, and I'm sure Randy's just like cutting his eyes out from all the Lego Star Wars talk that we're doing, and good thing Jack's still asleep. But yeah, I wasn't bowled over by any of the sets that Lego has right now for May the 1st. They have a May the 1st through the 5th kind of like sale going on. And you do get, for all Owen and Bruce fans out there, for orders, I think of like 85 or 80. I don't know. They really stick it to you because there's some sets that are 79, but it's like, I think it's like an $80 or $85 purchase. You get a free Owen and Beru homestead. You get the Lars homestead, like it, but it's not an elaborate set. It's like a very simple kind of set.
I don't think I've seen that one. There's a couple of Lego knockoffs that I've seen, some really good homesteads that are, you know, I was like, wow, that's actually really impressive. And the thing is that you want to order them just to get the directions,
right?
And then build them in real Lego. But like some of these sets are so elaborate. Like my, I have a really good, I've shown Matt, like I have a really good Doctor Strange Sanctum. That thing, if I built it out of real Lego, would be over $1,000. But you can get it for like $150 from these knockoff ones. You're like, all right, awesome.
Yeah. I'll show you the homestead. I guess I have to continue there.
Except the cookies.
Okay.
Fine. Oh, I have seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very simple, and for $16.99, it's like if you really want it, just buy it. But it's just so simple, it seems like you could almost find these Lego pieces around. Yeah.
So. Well, the one of those that's worth the money right now is the Duel and Bespin, you know, which is more it's more minifigure size.
Bespin.
Because that was supposed to be the Comic-Con exclusive for 2020, and of course he didn't have it, so they just sold it like on August 1st, and it was gone like in an hour. And I think now, because it was originally I think going to be like $25 to buy at Comic-Con, and it's like up to $110, $115 now on eBay.
Sure, he's chiming in the chat of like not knowing where to begin watching the Star Wars animated. And I think this was kind of sparked by Eric's comment about like I've not seen most of the animated Star Wars stuff, Shuri not knowing, you know, what Star Wars cartoon shows to watch in order, and really it's kind of, you know, it's kind of up to you, Shuri. You know, you could choose the Clone Wars. You could choose Rebels. You know, Clone Wars is larger.
Yeah, it's going to be a chore. Yeah,
and there is an official order if you go to Star Wars or even just Google it. If you just search chronological order of Clone Wars episodes, it'll give you a list. You almost have to print it out and follow it and check it off as you go. Like, that's how my kids did it.
I mean, I just finished them all, right? So I finished them all a couple of months ago. So having it being like relatively fresh in my mind, I would say that I think definitely start with Clone Wars. I would not start with Rebels. And I didn't go through any like chronological order list for the Clone Wars shows. I kept it simple and easy for myself. I just pulled it up on Disney Plus and just kept, watching, hit next. What? What's with the backwards L?
So Sherry, if you've never watched any of the cartoons, period, I can email you my list if you want. I have a little description of each episode and like how to watch them and all this, which because I'm that much of a dork.
He's got a star rating and everything.
I got a star rating, yeah, like 1 out of 3 stars. Like 3 is a must watch. 2 is it's entertaining but not necessary. And then 1 is like, this is just filler.
And I would argue though, Nick, that I think that she has to sit through the bullshit, right? Because like there was a lot of bullshit in season 1, and you don't want to skip over the penance you have to pay for is the great.
Yeah, story. And I would.
That's why the order though is good. The actual mixed up order is because there's a lot of those early episodes when it comes to just the clone troopers where you're like, if you just watched it at season 1, you'd be like, why am I watching this crap? I don't care. But if you actually watch it in chronological order, you really appreciate them because you see them in, training. Then you see them like get their first assignment. You see, and so you're like, it makes more sense that way.
There's an episode, I think Rookies is in season 3, maybe, or season 5. I don't know. It's later in the series. And if you watch it in order, it's more upfront, and you get to you kind of follow those clones a little bit more. But there's no need to like disrespect Chris here. I mean, like, you can just
well, you're the one who put the loser symbol up while I was talking, you fucking dick. But hey, this is awesome. So Sherry's in. She's signing up. She sent in.
Eric wants that list too.
They want, dude. They're subscribing, man. Send it. Yeah. You should. Right. It's you can get the link from Nick's OnlyFans account, actually. So go ahead and just check it out for his Princess Leia photo shoot holding the list of episodes.
I think I wrote it in an Apple Pages document. So I'm not sure if you don't have a Mac, if you'll be able to read it on Word.
Or you can just export as Word.
Can you export Word? Okay, I wasn't sure. It's been a while since I've done that. Okay. So, but anyway, yeah. So basically, if you don't have to watch episode 2 of Star Wars, but you start with the original Clone Wars cartoons, which are now available on Disney Plus, and you watch the whole first disc or the first 20 episodes of that, which they're really short. And I think because what this does is it gives you the first few months of the Clone Wars when Anakin is still a Padawan. Because the Filoni Clone Wars series starts as soon as Anakin is a Jedi Knight. So you're kind of robbed of his transition. So that's why I always start with that one, then go into the Filoni, and then you can follow my order after that. And then once you get through the Clone Wars, you're going to know a lot of these characters that are going to pop up in Rebels. So it's nice.
I never did watch the OG Cartoon Network.
Really? Oh, it's good. It's good. It's good. Yeah. I mean,
definitely worth checking out.
It's worth checking out. Yeah, now it's on Disney Plus. So you can watch it for free. But, for the last 5-6 years, you could only get it on the old DVDs, and they were high dollar because they're so rare. But now you can watch it. And the first disc, there's definitely a few filler.
The way they've done it on Disney Plus is basically they broke it down into 2 parts, part 1 and part 2. So, and they're like about an hour each. So, what?
Part 1 and part 2. It's 2 parts.
No, I mean, like, that's, they did. It's like, sorry. I'm not dumb tonight, okay, Chris? I'm not dumb.
You just sounded funny.
Am I here to amuse you?
So, Chris has not seen the original ones, but in disc 2, which is the second part, what makes some of those really interesting. One, at the end of season 1, you get introduced to Grievous, and that's the Grievous that every Star Wars fan wants. Because he's like just he's just evil and badass and just kills everything in sight. And you're like, and then when you see episode three, you're like, who's this guy? Like, what the hell? You know?
He has a couple moments, I guess, in the other Clone Wars series, but he definitely kicks a lot more ass in the Tartakovsky.
Tartakovsky. So, and then in the last four episodes of the Filoni, you know, which is the movie there, you know, with Ahsoka and all that. After the end of the first part of that, like, Matt and I have differed on this of where to start it, but because you see in that series, actually no, before those final four episodes, the last few episodes of that deal with Grievous's attack on Coruscant, and so you see him like actually abduct, you know, Palpatine and all that. So you get to see what's going on in that. Then watch episode one, then have a break, watch episode three, and then finish out the Clone Wars with the last three episodes.
But they need the doc. You need to give them the file. You need to give them the doc. They're going to be like, wait, what?
What? Yeah, but there's an order in how you should watch it to get the most impact out of it.
You thought there was a first order. This is Nick's order.
I put a lot of work into it because it's just like, oh, fuck.
On the Star Wars frame of things, you know, my kids and I, we were on this what I call the Galactic Order rewatch, where we're just watching everything in chronological order. So we're on to The Mandalorian right now, and we just finished season one of Mandalorian. So, and I realize we've talked about Mandalorian. We've podcasted about it. Like, we're old pros with Mandalorian. But oh my gosh, that show's so good.
It really is. It really is great.
It's so good.
It's so good. My wife was watching it, and I think she was like watching it sober for the first time. I'll watch it. Like, she was actually legitimately watching it, and there were moments where my wife was laughing at parts, and she was actually sad when certain characters die in season one. Specifically, at the end of a certain episode, there's a character. She was like, "No, not him." I'm like, well, that's why you don't see him anymore.
I mean, it has a lot of appeal just to lots of people, because my dad, who, you know, watched the original trilogy, he likes Star Wars. You know, he's not obsessed with it like a lot of our generation is, but he loves the Mandalorian. He loves the Mandalorian because he grew up on Westerns, and that's it is. You know, so he sees that parallel, and he's just like, oh, you know, he's totally into the Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. It's been fun, but there's been a certain couple moments where we've had to skip a few things. Like, I did make my daughter hadn't seen Caravan of Courage. My son had back in the fall, and we all watched Battle.
For everyone out there, this is the Ewok movies that came out in the 80s.
Yeah, we watched Battle of Endor last fall, and so we were basically like, no, we're not watching Battle of Endor again. We did watch Caravan of Courage, and it was basically like an MST3K kind of moment where I'm just riffing and making jokes about the Ewoks, and not like about the Ewoks, but just all of them. Like, it's Caravan of Courage, I think, is like better than the second one. But oh my god, like, talk about depressing. Like, this little girl, like, she loses her entire family through these two fucking movies, right? Like, like, if you're watching the whole Star Wars saga, you're like, wait, this shit got dark. You know,
I've never seen those.
Yeah. You've never seen those,
and I don't actually intend to either.
Oh, that's a total gummy thing, man. You like eat a gummy, you like kick back, enjoy the ride.
Yeah. Sometimes that ruins it. They're like, what was it? Meaning of life. Monty Python's Meaning of Life. I was hot shit the first time I watched Monty Python's Meaning of Life. And it was never the same after that. Like, I remember thinking it was the funniest thing I'd ever watched. And then I'm like, what is this shit? Like,
So actually going back to one of the original questions, I forgot who asked it, but someone said, should I watch Clone Wars before? Or maybe I make this question up. Should I watch the Clone Wars or not before the Bad Batch?
Oh, right. That was Eric. Yeah. I don't think you would necessarily have to, because they're only in four episodes in the last season. Yeah. All you really need to know, if you want to just cold watch it, the only thing you need to know is that they're in an elite Clone War squad of four or five now, you know, they were bred for their special abilities. So think of them like in the movie Predator, they're all Arnold Schwarzenegger's guys, you know, like, yeah. And go. That's really all you need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, I don't think you know, most of the cartoon shows, I will just say this much. You don't have to watch other stuff in order to enjoy it. Like, you can actually skip around, and like if you wanted to start Rebels, which is more straight through, you could just start with that. It'll have characters from other things that will appear, and you might not know the significance as much, but all of the main points still hit.
Nah, dude, you know? Watch it. Do yourself a favor and watch it all before. I mean, don't jump in halfway.
What do you mean?
Think there's. I mean, skipping Clone Wars and going to Rebels. Like, you gotta go from.
Yeah, I'm just saying for those people out there that are like, oh, because Clone Wars is more. It's more of a commitment, and I'll just say that the first two seasons are not
fucking Star Wars, man. We need your commitment.
but all three of us agree the first couple seasons are really spotty. Like, there's some funny
shit. Same with Rebels, dude. The first season of Rebels was terrible.
There's still some moments.
I remember sitting there. It was like a fucking chore. You guys remember? You're like, Chris, you gotta watch Rebels. You gotta watch Rebels. I'm like, yeah, I started watching Rebels. And it was like so much to chew and swallow and listen to and watch that first season. And I was like, fuck.
And I think it's because
immediately into season two, you're like, oh.
Okay. Yeah, it gets more interesting, but you know no characters whatsoever in season one of Rebels, and you're just like, who are these people? Why should I care? You know, and it's just so you can build up those relationships within the characters. Yeah. But a lot of times you're just like, I don't care, and then finally it starts to get interesting, and then you're like, oh, okay, and then especially at the end of season two, you're hooked. After that point, you're just into it. You know,
exactly. Well, I have non-Star Wars stuff to talk about.
You want to do a commercial break to just break up the Star Wars stuff?
Why not? So I watched something I've been real excited about and finally watched it a couple days ago, and that was the newest version of a video game movie.
Oh!
Video game movie.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat on HBO Max.
You and I have seen something at the same same pace here. What did you think of it? Because I was talking to my brother about this today.
It was fucking awesome. Like, because here's the deal: like these movies, they're definitely not made to take themselves seriously.
Oh, right? You're not getting Oscar worthy material here.
No, God, no. But you are getting a number of things. You're getting some really great martial arts, you're getting some nostalgia links to a video game that you played back in the early 90s, whatever it was, and you're getting a budget. like that's the biggest difference between this and others, is that they had a really a well-produced and well-made movie, and like they utilized a ton of CG, obviously, to kind of incorporate some of like the superhuman powers and that of those who are chosen for the tournament. But and they did not let up whatsoever, not for 1 second. They did not let up on the violence. Like, it was as violent as the video game could be, right?
Oh yeah.
And it didn't take itself seriously at all. Like, the jokes in the like, there's one scene that really kind of made me like really laugh out loud, is when Liu Kang was fighting Kano, and he keeps like leg sweeping, and it's a complete head nod to the video game. Is that the only move you know? Like, and that's how everybody used Liu Kang in the video game. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it was really cool. I thought it was a really cool way for them to kind of like have the characters kind of discover why they're chosen and how they unlock their inner power. And it's complete cheeseball shit half the time because of how they unleash their arcana or whatever it is. But it was just really cool, man. I really enjoyed it. They definitely set it up for a sequel movie, which of course they're going to make. Four?
Give me four. Because the actor that plays Sub-Zero signed on for four movies.
Oh, that's
okay.
Great.
Here's my biggest beef with it is that okay. I did like Kano.
He stole the show.
He did. Totally he really does. So you watched it too, Nick?
Yeah.
You did. Okay. Mm-hmm. Jack, have you watched Mortal Kombat?
No,
not even the original.
So you've been on this show the whole time. You've just been keeping quiet because we talked about Star Wars and Legos.
Exactly. I've been in for a half hour. Okay. Mortal Kombat, was that in the 80s or something like that?
It's a video game for Super Nintendo. Came out in 91, 92, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
You might be familiar with this.
I had a family raid back then.
And you have to like finish him?
Get over here.
I had like my dad was debating like, do I go see Godzilla and King Kong or do I go see Mortal Kombat? Because he loved the original Mortal Kombat movie, which I always found surprising as a kid that he liked it. And after I watched Mortal Kombat, I was like, I think you would like King Kong versus Godzilla a little bit more. They're both good action films, but I think you're going to resonate more with King Kong and Godzilla. Even though the fighting's good, I felt that Mortal Kombat, I felt it was too slow in the setup because I was expecting kind of like the actual tournament to happen, actual tournament, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, when are they going to get to the fucking tournament, right? You know? And, you know, because I love the opening sequence back in time, you know, and then I liked how, but I was like, this is just taking too long to explain, especially like the walk through the desert and all this stuff. You're like, get on with it, you know? But I still enjoyed it. Yeah, but I did like Chris saying, I enjoyed like all the flawless victory, you know, and all the throwouts of the game.
And I liked the okay. So Mortal Kombat, a movie that doesn't take itself too seriously, and I think it straddles a line where you don't have to remember everything about the video.
No.
Like as you're watching, standalone. You're like, oh fuck, yeah, that's right, that's something. You know, like there's certain things that will like cue you in on things where you're like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. And the things that you forgot, it doesn't matter.
I definitely agree with Nick on the build up and how the pacing of the beginning. But you got to point out though, yes, it is slow to a point, but then it gets to this one point, like maybe halfway, it's to two thirds into the movie, and it's just like nonstop shit. Like,
yeah.
it's literally like one continuous battle. Okay.
Sherry summarizes exactly what I felt about the main character. She says, I thought the main character came across like he wanted to tap out when he fought. His wife and kid had more inner strength than he did, in my opinion.
So she's true.
Damn straight.
100% correct.
And I honestly didn't like the main character. He was the least exciting thing. Like, you could have put a wet blanket out there and he would add more charisma. And it's nothing against the actor. But it just didn't.
I mean, it's everything against the actor.
It is everything.
He's not a good actor.
I'm sorry.
His wife was a better actor than he was.
Yeah, there you go.
Was anybody a little fucking confused at that when they first introduced the wife and the kid? Because he comes out of the place. And I was like, is this like, who's this little girl? Like, is that his sister? Like, is it one of those like, you know, orphan brother and sister situations.
Was it the South?
And then who's that lady coming? Is that his mom? Oh shit, he's kissing her. This is a weird movie.
Yes. It's Back to the Future.
Lewis, it was totally fucking weird. I was like, Lewis Tan. Okay, that's their kid.
Lewis Tan plays Cole Young. Joe Taslim plays Bai-Han. Josh Lawson plays Kano. I think he probably did the best as far as like conveying someone who, I don't know, he seemed probably the most believable person. Like,
he really was.
Loved the switchover. I loved his the comedy of that he brought.
And a testament to him as an actor is that the only thing I ever knew him from is he's the optometrist in Superstore, the show Superstore. And I'm like, and then he's like, you know, very like clean shaven, like clean, like
I would
like
not
a
have picked that up, but that
and
is
and you're like, oh my god, that's that dude, like,
you know? That's hilarious. I'd never put that together.
But yeah, and then aside from the main character,
I liked Jax. You know,
Jax was like, I felt that was such a cool build up. That's, I mean, like things that I felt robbed of with that was that, you know, you have him like come in, his introduction's awesome, you know, what happens to him, you know, he's getting his arms, all that stuff, and then like his fight was so quick, and then that's it. You're like, okay. Yeah. I felt like they underutilized Jax. I was like, okay.
You know, here's what we always do.
Jack,
not to put Jack in the corner, but my only thought was is like if they're gonna have four movies, like why not spend more time in the past? Like when it opened up on like past Japan, I was like, okay, here we go, and like I could have seen like the first half of the movie be in, you know, like the 1500s Japan, and then all of a sudden it's just like, oh, we got to flash forward every 500 fucking years. We got to battle these assholes. Here we go again. The Iceman and the Fireman have been reborn, you know, or something. Like there could be a generational thing here. And because there's been so many iterations of Street Fighter, and Mortal Kombat, because there's been so many different iterations of it and different characters that have been introduced, you could literally have this over time and space, and it'd be great. I don't know. It just
that's what I felt too, because I really liked the opening with, you know, original Sub-Zero and pre Scorpion, and you're like, oh, this is interesting. And then it just kind of like cuts, and then you're like, and then when I found that out that they're gonna make four of them, I was like, well, then they should have done it. But it could have had a so much better build.
Oh, all right, we could have seen a backdrop take place in you know, Japan. We could have had one take place in a Western town. We could have had one take place. I like how Jack's like, yeah, fuck yeah,
Westworld. Westworld.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought you guys were talking about Westworld. Then.
they still could do that.
They could.
That's true.
They're playing that for the third one.
I don't know if they're that smart.
Do you guys know? Did they get a four movie deal before or after the first movie was made?
Before.
I mean, you think about it, if they've got like a four movie stretch, there's got to be some type of continuity in the past. That tournament spans, I mean, thousands of years. They'd be foolish not to.
The other character that I felt was miscast was Raiden, which Raiden's always kind of a weird one anyway. But of all the things, like Chris was saying, was cheesy. There was definitely a few lines that Raiden said in that movie. I was kind of like, ooh, I would have rethought that one. Like,
I mean, Christopher Lambert was busy. So,
what are you doing?
Yeah, man, it was fun, man. That was I really enjoyed watching it. So it was just a ton of fun. I'm excited for sequels. I mean, so by looking at the picture, who do you think will be the casting of the character? Well, should we even do this for those who haven't seen it?
Oh, I mean, that's fine.
All right. I mean, fast forward 2 minutes so if you haven't seen it yet. So, or Nick will just say it.
Yeah.
So, who do you think will be cast as Johnny Cage?
So
I've got a guess.
I've seen two people be nominated. One is the guy who played Cyclops in the original X-Men, which I think is more realistic, as in his star power with the least money. You know, with less money. And then other people are saying Ryan Reynolds, which I don't think Ryan Reynolds, even though he would be good in that role, I don't think his paycheck would be too high for him to be cast in Mortal Kombat.
I know. And the paycheck bit is what's probably holding my choice back. But Chris Evans.
Oh, sure.
Like, Chris Evans could totally be Johnny.
But if we're talking totally about good, Chris Evans, though, then, like, we have to, like, revamp and up, like, every single fucking actor on this entire, like, what? I'm sorry, it's nothing against, like, but I wasn't really blown away by the actress that plays Sonya.
I
felt like that was kind of like
she was so bad.
It just doesn't fit what we think of or what we've played in the video game. It just doesn't match. Like, if you're, you know, and I'm not saying that she has to be, you know, the same exact shape and size, because that's impossible. But you know, I'm just saying that it could match it,
funny because, like, almost all of, like, the physical abilities that all these characters have, they did a really nice job of not making it like a distinct copy of the video game. They made it really kind of, like, organic. Except for hers. Like, she looked like a fucking video game when she jumps into the scene. And I was like, oh my god, she's got these fucking, like,
I kept forgetting I kept
undescribed
forgetting
what her, fucking yeah. purple rings are on her arms.
Right. I kept forgetting what her superpower was because she was the one character I never played in the original game. Like, she always sucked. And and then I was like, oh, I was like, that's right. She has a stupid little thing. Like,
yeah. It was, but everybody else is awesome. Like, and I really loved, like, my favorite bit of, like, all, like, the effects, fatalities, or whatever. They did a really cool job of the visualization of Scorpion's like finisher, right? Mm. About how, like, you know, as opposed to like ripping his face off and having it be a skeleton,
cool skull,
they,
yeah.
yeah, yeah. They just made it really cool, like how he was pulling from like the depths of hell and like the power that he's.
That's why I thought that they would go towards really cool. like what happens in the video game, where like there's a burst of fire that comes up like from like the earth, you know, like they, yeah, yeah exactly. Like I wanted. Well, to
they
see
did that with Liu Kang, and that was fucking badass when the fire dragon came out of the. Of
right,
the
right.
oil or whatever.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that's right.
Which is like they did a. I mean, they did some really cool shit. Like the.
Oh yeah,
the,
I think they deliver on some really cool action moments. So, wait, what just happened?
Nothing. Jack Mouthing. Are we still talking about this shit?
Yeah, we are.
Jack's here, everybody.
It's fascinating. Keep talking.
Let's talk about the Padres.
Thanks. Thanks again, Chris.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, yeah, it's entertaining. But going back to Sony though, like, I didn't know that until a few weeks ago that Cameron Diaz was supposed to be the original Sonya. Like, you imagine
really?
What that would have been like?
What?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Really?
Huh. Well, that would have definitely brought some bigger star power, and
well, she was nobody at that time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's kind of
you're talking about the.
I'm talking about 93, the 93.
Yeah, the first
or 94 or whatever.
Oh, okay. I was thinking something else.
Yeah. Well, this does have a higher IMDb movie rating than the original Mortal Kombat, but only by about 5.5.
Really? Is it getting panned?
Nah, I mean it's not high. It's like, I don't know, 6.3, whereas the original is like 5.8.
Yeah, I mean I was a bit cautious to go watch it because of that. I saw that it had like a 64, 65.
That's exactly. I saw it.
Did you go to a movie theater and see it?
Huh?
Did you go see it in the movie theater?
Yeah, I saw the movie theater, yeah.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah.
Wow, like, it's got a 55 on Rotten Tomatoes. I disagree with that. I
saw the rating. It's
fun as fuck.
It's fun. If you enjoy the video game and you don't mind a little bit of gore and violence, then have at it. If you're like, no, I just give me my Bridgerton, this show's probably not for you.
Nope.
Switch gears. The latest episode of Invincible was awesome.
So good.
Yeah.
This show is fucking great.
And where it ends it, too. Again, Jack's like, why the fuck am I even on this?
We're going to talk about all the things Jack has no clue about.
Hey, it's okay. I got beer. It's okay.
I got beer, guys. I'm ready for the second hour. I did. I liked it where they left it too. And I think this on the heels of the previous week, which was a little bit weaker sauce, and I knew that was more of a setup, like him going to college or whatever. You know, I was like, okay, this is setting up some more things, like big picture wise. And it was cool to see some of those elements or villains pay off in this one, where you get to actually see them be put into use. It kind of explains like
where I liked the whole setup this season with, because I always like sub stories for some reason. Like I liked, you know, the robot, you know, because you see the vial of blood in like episode 3 or 4, you know, and you see all these things and you're like, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden this one, it all started to pay off like where it's going and you're like, oh, that's cool. And there's still places to go with it. And you're like, oh, I like that. You know? And then, yeah, of course, everything with Omni-Man, which is such a weird name. But
It sounds like he has multiple tools in his, like.
Well, he sounds like he's a drug seller, you know, like, you know, like Zoloft,
like car stereos, like I'm Omni-Man and I'm cutting deals on all of these CD players. Everything must go.
But hey, honestly, like if you haven't read them yet. I highly recommend going back and checking out the graphic novels. They're awesome. And it's almost spot on. I mean, there's a little bit of a variation here and there, but it's really, really close to the source material. So I would definitely check it out.
Speaking of graphic novels, I sent you guys a link, but none of you guys responded to it. I'm such a... I've always loved the Alien franchise. Well, the first two movies anyway. And in 89 and 90, Dark Horse released a comic book series that's called Alien Year One, you know, and all these things like that. And they follow.
Was that in our text message?
It was in our Facebook group.
Okay.
So there, it follows Hicks, you know, and Newt and Ripley, you know, past Aliens, the second film, and that was originally going to be the third film until a new director got appointed and they just threw it out and made Alien 3, which is not awful, but not
It's
not the best, yeah. Well, now they're going to take that original screenplay, which is turned into the comics, and they're going to make it into a novel. It'll be out in August, so that's just...
I've only seen the first one.
First movie?
You've only seen the first one?
You have to be joking.
You've never seen the second one.
You've never seen Aliens?
I don't think so. Maybe I have.
You had 86. How have you not seen Aliens?
Game over, man.
I know I saw the first. I can't confirm that I saw the second one.
You would know if you saw
I know I didn't see the third one.
Robot machine thing that's like a load lifter, and she's battling with an alien with a load lifter that's yellow.
Is there a kid in it, or is that the first
one? Yeah, there's a kid in the second one.
All right, then yeah, I did see it.
Okay.
The first one is one alien on a spaceship, you know, and it has John Hurt with the, you know.
Yeah.
And then the second one is, was the more military action film.
Well, Bill Paxton's in the first one.
Bill Paxton's the second one.
Second one, okay. Yeah.
Aliens is to Alien as what Empire Strikes Back is to Star Wars. It takes all of these things that we liked about the first one.
I've seen them both.
Good, Jack.
And it's got Paul Reiser.
Jack's like, I fucking give up, all right?
Paul Reiser. You can't go wrong with Paul Reiser.
Am I wrong? Isn't that Paul Reiser that's in it?
Paul Reiser, yeah.
He's mad about you.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Paul Reiser show that was out for a week.
Oh, was it? No, I didn't even know he did a show. But it was
right after the Pat Sajak show.
He had it and it got canceled. I think they showed one episode.
Oh.
It was
pretty bad.
There was two inside jokes in Mad About You referring to like their biggest hit movies or movies they were in. And someone actually comes in and says, hey, we're going to watch Alien. Because you guys seen it again? And Paul Reiser says, yeah, just the first one, not the second one. And then Helen Hunt in one episode walks in and like some group is having a game night and they're playing Twister on the floor. She's like, Twister. You know, okay.
That was a great show.
That was a movie that really, I think, came out.
I was talking about a TV show.
Oh, never mind. All right, fine.
No, you can talk about the movie. I'm just giving you a hard time.
No, I thought Twister was a really great.
Who doesn't like flying cows?
Twister's good, yeah.
Twister was one of the first, like, you know, modern-ish special effects movies about disasters.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Like, I remember that coming out.
And it still holds up pretty well.
It does!
Yeah. Poseidon Adventure?
Well, I mean,
that's all practical effects. He's talking about digital CGI.
From a movie going experience, when you're at the theater and you have like that crazy visual effects, you have all the sound. Like that was like immersion into a natural disaster. So
it definitely was a movie that broke, I think, some barriers as far as like, you know, expectations of what an action movie could be or, you know. Right. Because it was like all based around, you know, a weather event, you know, and
it made me want to do that for a living. Yeah. I'm not kidding. I think it'd be cool.
Did you not see what happened to Wesley?
I grew up in San Diego.
So you weren't scared of tornadoes. You were just like, yeah, whatever. It's just blowing wind, man. It's like Bob Dylan.
We didn't have tornadoes.
Right.
Now I've seen one, and
I'll be honest with you. Like, I think of like any type of natural disaster. Like whenever I have a nightmare about something like that happening, it's a fucking tornado.
This is interesting. Yeah,
that's my fearful thing. Like when I'm having a nightmare, like I think about, because I remember as a kid, I remember hearing about what do you call it? Like the four. How to, for, you know, to see when a fucking tornado is going to happen. It's like the sky starts turning yellow.
And the funnel clouds.
Mm-hmm. Like I remember hearing those.
The wind sounds like a train.
Like those little, mm-hmm. you know, bits of information. And those totally went right into my subconscious. And like as a kid, and even now, like I'll have a dream, and then there's like a moment where like the sky turns yellow, and all this shit starts happening, and like, and it's a fucking tornado. Like that shit creeps me out. And I didn't, but in as from a movie perspective, I remember watching that, being like, "Holy fuck!" Because the only thing you like really hear about with a tornado is the aftermath, because no one ever really took footage of tornadoes. And then when I was a kid, at least, this is like the first time like being like in it. It was crazy. I don't know. It's always stuck with me.
I agree with John, the UPS guy, which doesn't happen too often. Earthquakes, because there is no warning. There's no skyquake. It just all of a sudden you're sleeping. You go, what the heck? And when I was a kid, my biggest fear, because they would say the ground. It might have been the movie Earthquake. I can't remember, but I was a young kid, and it was a movie, and the ground opened up. And everything fell inside. So I'm sitting there sleeping. I go, Superman. What happens if there's an earthquake? No, it wasn't Superman. I was younger then. It was, what happens if I'm sleeping and the ground opens up and then seals back up? I'm dead. So I had trouble sleeping after watching. I can't remember the movie. It might have been the movie Earthquake.
Well, I guarantee Matt, Chris, and I's most irrational fear as a child. Well, it could have been Earthquake too, because that came out like 73.
And I was just a young kid.
Most of our generation's most irrational fear was every time you jumped into the swimming pool, you thought Jaws was going to be in the water.
Especially a pool too. Even though you could see the bottom, and it was
the bottom, but there's always like a grate or some kind of thing at the bottom. You're like, it's going to come out of the grate. It's going to come out and eat me. You know,
I didn't worry about the pool. I worried about the ocean because
shit. John, the UPS guy was at the candles at Kensler Park for the 89 World Series game. Like that's fucking nuts.
Well, I remember where I was at when that happened.
Damn, anything to get that package through.
TV. Well, I don't know if we've talked about, I think we've talked about this in the show before, but if we haven't, that fucking game saved millions of lives.
Right.
In retrospect. Yeah. Because of the fact that like that was in the middle of fucking rush hour traffic.
Right.
On the superhighways of the Bay Area. And because everybody was either at home at the bar or at the game, no one was driving.
They weren't those bridges that collapsed.
The shit that fell down, the Bay Bridge, which is fucking amazing to think about that, right? So, like, if your team didn't make the World Series that year, there's a good chance you'd be fucking dead, which is nuts.
I know, because my oldest daughter was about 2 months old. I turned the game on. She started fussing. I left. I came back, and I go, what the hell happened? Where's the game? I missed the whole shaking of the camera and all that different stuff.
No, Chris, I just wanted to piggyback on what you said about having nightmares, because I've had nightmares about tornadoes as well. And in my nightmares with tornadoes, the weird thing is that if I stare at the tornado, then it comes towards me. But if I look away, it'll go away. So there's this weird psychological tension where it's like it's like as soon as I look at it, it's coming closer and closer, and I got to look away, but it's scary to look away because it's coming towards you. So what do you do?
I have that same dream. Yeah, what? But I can make the tornado take the house and make it land on the bitch down the street with his funny socks. So
we talked about Oz last week.
Last week we did.
I even wrote down Tack from Oz.
Tack from Oz.
That was one of the names. So the rest of the names weren't great.
They were not.
Because Chris didn't read them.
Oh, yeah. Chris wasn't here.
Chris couldn't have saved him.
Chris wasn't here. He couldn't have saved all of those lives on that transport ship.
So in your dream, Matt, what do you think it's trying to tell you? What do you think Tornado is trying to tell you?
I was trying to analyze this here.
You know why? Because you got dead bodies.
Who's pissing you off?
Who's pissing me off? That dream I specifically remember like from probably about 15 years ago. So I haven't had a tornado nightmare in a while, but usually they are coming at me.
You're going to have one tonight.
I hope not. After we recorded a couple weeks ago, about a month ago, I had that UFO dream. And ever since then, I haven't been the same.
They're real.
Mm-hmm. Totally real.
Yeah.
They always were.
Let's worry about microchips.
You should go watch Fire in the Sky now.
Let's worry about microchips and viruses, but, you know, UFOs. I mean, fuck that shit.
You seen that, haven't you, Chris? Oh, yeah, Matt.
Dude, that movie fucked me up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shit out of me.
Is that the one where the needle in the eye?
Yeah, needle in the eye.
D.B. Sweeney, right?
D.B. Sweeney, yes. Yeah. Like 91, nice. 90, somewhere in there.
Yeah. I'm watching that movie, having a good old time, and they wrap him in that plastic shit.
Yeah, it's just like,
and then I go, whoa, no.
Everything about that movie is psychological.
And you can't.
Like,
you,
yes.
You,
it is on another level.
You couldn't turn your head. You're like, you had to see it.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my god, I'd rather have probe somewhere else. Don't
like you're hoping that you're gonna get to see this spaceship. It's gonna be like a bunch of cool shit. Like they're gonna be hanging out. Blah, blah, blah. Like, oh fuck. No, and I never want to see an alien spaceship in Mars.
Yeah, I forgot that was what it was called. My god, to this day though, if I happen to be watching it, I won't watch that scene. I can't watch it. It's
the, I haven't watched it since the first time.
It's probably the scariest scene in any movie.
Yeah,
it is. Because what would you do? You're trapped. You can't.
Sherry, I don't know what dream you're talking about. You mean the UFO dream? I talked about
the tornado. Your tornado fear thing.
I don't know. I mean, I told you the dream that I could remember and what was happening in it, but it was during a busy time in my life, and I've had other tornado dreams, but. Since
it's all like a reflection on stress and anxiety.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like things are swirling around in your life, and you have no control. I think is what it.
You get a lot of tornadoes in Indiana.
We do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been a couple that have hit close by. Well, last year actually, it was about a month after it was early April. We had they called it straight line winds. But we think that there was an actual tornado. There just was never any official confirmation that it touched down.
Aren't straight line winds worse?
I don't know.
I'm trying to learn all, because you know, I hear all these different terms now, and it's like, okay.
I don't care if they're straight, gay, whatever the winds want to do. That's up to them. Okay, Jack.
Okay. What about Ohio? Does Ohio have tornadoes?
Yes. Yeah.
What they should have done is put the plane down and waited for a tornado, and they could have been first.
Like, I'm like, how is he going to do it?
I was going to bring it.
Where you going? Okay, there it is.
It's up.
When I was a baby, living in Ohio, my grandmother protected me. There were four tornadoes all around the area that came together and formed one ultra mega tornado called Devastator. And that tornado tore some shit up. Some of this is true, but no, I was a baby. My grandmother protected me. I've always been told the story.
Oh, you've been told that you don't remember it.
No, I was a baby. I was like 70.
You don't actually know if this story is true.
Okay, I can't verify it because my grandmother passed away. Okay, like dig the knife deeper, Jack.
Seance. Okay?
It's just maybe my dreams about my tornadoes is really about my grandmother.
Next week we get a Ouija board and we ask her.
No, we're not doing that.
You don't want to do a Ouija? This Ouija board scare you?
Yeah, they do. And my grandmother is, she's fine. I don't want to mess with her. She's doing her own thing. Let her be.
Did she have friends? We could ask the friend.
Did she have friends? I did have this amazing.
Go to your neighbor's house.
That thing you should do, take the Ouija board
and
put it where the dead bodies are.
I never want a Ouija board in my house. I don't want the portal opened up here to bring the demons through, you know?
When I was a kid, we were doing a Ouija board in my next door neighbor's garage, and we were make the spirits rise and doing all this different stuff. And the fishing poles they had fishing poles across the top of the, they fell.
Oh my gosh.
Which freaked us out, and we're freaking out. And then, but his little brother slammed the garage shut, locked, and put the little latch thing they had. We went and hit the garage. We broke the latch, and we all got in trouble because we broke the garage. But anyway, so I don't know if it was real. The fishing poles, I don't know if that was real or just coincidence. But I say we get a Ouija board, and that should be the next podcast. And we ask the spirits.
Or not, because I'm cool with just leaving the spirits where they are. You know? What's that?
How would we all do it? On the screen,
use the force.
Uh-huh.
We already did that earlier. You missed that conversation.
Okay. It's been a while since I've done a Ouija board, so I don't know.
I don't think there's a wrong way to do a Ouija board unless you're using your penis.
That's Ohio still?
That's Ohio, yeah. Okay. Mainly first, in Ohio, it's a Ouija
board.
First in penis.
First
in penis? Is that what you said? I got a bag of dicks.
You gotta,
where
you
do I need to go?
You got to be first in something.
Ohio, just a bag of dicks. What was it you said earlier, Chris? You said something about dicks. So, I don't know. You were all into dicks.
Oh, right? That's what you said. You said taking the second shot was like getting punched in the dick or something.
Oh, yeah.
No, I said I felt like a bag of dicks after the second shot.
Okay.
I actually felt – it didn't affect me that bad.
Oh, nice.
My arm hurt, but it was a little tight, but nothing – the first one fucked me up more than the second one.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now I can run around without a mask and all that fun stuff.
Oh, fuck. I went into the store today, and I was just like, seriously? This is over? Like, we're just good? Okay.
Because what's going to happen? The people that haven't gotten the shot – I guess there's a lot of people who haven't went back for their second shot. They just said,
you missed that.
Oh, you already talked about it?
Okay. Yeah, we did. Okay. It was
idiots.
But they came out. People walk around, oh, I had my shots. And, you know, they didn't have their shots.
Right.
Fucking liars.
Yeah. Oh,
liars. Everyone from Ohio.
Or Padre fans, from what I hear. Right. They like to lie about some facts and some stats.
We had our shots.
They definitely like to blow things up.
The South LA Padres?
Ouch.
Wow. Shots fired, Nick.
Did the Padres beat the Dodgers played seven games and beat them four times? The mighty Dodgers. They're going to have more wins than anyone in baseball history. They lost two games to the Reds. Fuck off, Dodgers.
Miami Mike says, Grandma cast after dark. Are you talking about my grandma?
Your grandma.
Yes. That was like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. It just popped up on my comment thing right now.
Good to see you, Mark.
Remember when I saved you from the poor tornado?
How are the grandchildren?
What the fuck
are you wearing jeans when you go to the sun?
I'm wearing gray pants today. Gray pants, people. They're
stay away from the sheep, Matt.
Fucking gray.
You're embarrassing me up here in heaven. People are talking.
Sure.
What the fuck is wrong with your grandson? What the fuck? I'm just repeating what they're saying in heaven.
Sure. Sure.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Jeans. That's why you don't want the Ouija board. You don't want to be called out.
I'm not worried about being called out with the Ouija board. I just don't want to open up a demon portal in my house. Like, that's not. That
you have it next door. You have it next door.
Not in a long time. Not in a long time.
Randy wants to connect with Stinky.
Oh. Well, Randy, are you in luck? So I'm just going to give you like kind of a bit by bit like rundown of what you can do to get in contact with Stinky. Take out a shot glass, okay? And you're going to use your shot glass kind of like the little Ouija board. And you're going to kind of hover it around an area, okay? But what you're going to do is you're going to pull your pants down, stick that shot glass right up your ass, okay? And then you're going to find Stinky that way, okay?
What the fuck? Dang, it got dark.
Yeah, this went really dark.
Was it dark? It was too dark.
Because now your grandmother's like going, I don't know him.
No, I really don't know him.
Randy's like, fuck
that's not the way.
Jeans back on.
It's okay. Where are the jeans? Where are the jeans?
Sorry, Randy. I didn't know. Was so, I did have a couple.
You just told our listener to fucking sodomize himself with a shot glass.
Like you would too. You would too.
Someone who's in the chat.
You used to 2.5 minutes to tell someone to go fuck themselves with a piece of glass.
A shot glass, by the way.
For a dog.
For a dog.
It's just poor Stinky.
Poor Stinky. I did this last.
Randy had the proper response though.
Yeah.
Oh shit! You know
what? You can dish it out. You know? It's great.
See, you for people listening at home, you have no idea what we're laughing at. I apologize. You have to join us live in the chat.
So everybody in the chat just discovered that there's a fucking sheep emoji.
Well, Matt already knew about it.
I did not.
And coincidentally, also a fucking eggplant emoji.
Fair enough.
Hey, when you were with the sheep, when you were farming, did you
I was never with the sheep.
Did you have jeans on?
Amongst the sheep?
Yeah.
I see how this show goes, you know? Like, it's all fine and dandy until Jack comes around.
It was Levi's wool-lined jeans.
Well, on that case,
we have the wool line jeans for the bad boys.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys done? Are you guys done yet?
No, the question is, are you done?
No. So
weed makes me funnier.
Only in your mind. This is a good.
I gotta back Chris up. That was pretty fucking funny.
I don't think so. I don't think it was.
Better than the Mortal Kombat fucking bullshit. I think.
Oh, the Mortal Kombat conversation was top shelf.
You're lucky because most people have already stopped listening at that point, so they didn't hear the part about your jeans and the sheep and all that stuff.
Hey, Mortal Kombat was fucking awesome. Oh shit!
Oh my god, I got a side ache.
Well,
Chris, did you enjoy the end of
Falcon and Winter Soldier? I absolutely did. I thought that was fucking really well done. I think it's funny, you know, how Marvel announced their plans for the next Captain America movie. You probably have heard about that. And the funny thing is that Anthony Mackie wasn't aware of that.
Yeah,
he was learning about it from fans.
Someone told him in the grocery store. He was in the grocery store.
Is that what it was?
Someone told him.
But I think they did a really nice job tying that back together. You know, because at the end of the penultimate episode, he opens the case, and you just know damn well the Wakandans made him a badass like Captain America outfit.
So you didn't think that was a bag of dicks?
No, it was definitely not a bag of dicks.
He was like, "Oh,
what's in the box? What's in the box? Is it just a bag of dicks?"
But I'll tell you, man, that I thought they did a really cool job with his transition into Captain America and that speech he gave in front of the television cameras, kind of like gave him his stance politically, if you will, which I thought was kind of cool. And what's awesome is that 10 years ago, I think it was, my aunt gave me. Or my wife's aunt, so yeah, my aunt, gave me a copy of a reissue of Captain America with Isaac, Black Captain America. And we were reviewing it on the media junkyard, and we actually had like a whole like shtick about it. We called him Blapped in America. Like, we're just like coming up with like, you know, a goofy like Blacked alternate out. Universe. Yeah, you know. And I'll never forget, like, that year we went to Comic-Con and there's a dude dressed up as Black Captain America at Comic-Con. It was awesome. And I still have that issue somewhere in the house. It's probably maybe increased in value per se after this season of Captain America and the Winter Soldier. But man, I thought it was a lot of fun. The characters were awesome. It's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with what's her name and now that she's kind of like an inner circle, but still is the
she's the
power
guy.
Broker.
Power broker.
And it's going to be
And the setup, like with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, like I mean, we talked about it a little bit last week, and Jack gave me guff for it, but he hasn't seen it yet. You know, he's still on that fifth rewatch of Seinfeld.
The Office.
Oh, yeah, The Office.
I'm curious how far they'll take it, because like I said, like, you know, he's U.S. agent now, which in the long run they'll be the Dark Avengers, you know, or the Black Avengers, where it's called, but it's like the evil version of them. I mean, I was kind of hoping, because I really think the idea of a Captain Hydra is a cool concept, but that's also with Steve. which can no longer happen. But I was like, well, he's going to be U.S. agent according to the comic books. But I still kind of wanted that Captain Hydra story.
Well,
who plays Captain America
now? Or
are what? Are you going to watch the show, Jack? You should probably watch the show.
No.
Oh,
I like. Well, I love Captain America. I like the. But I,
honestly, before we kind of go any further, Jack, I mean, I would recommend that you watch the show, because any next conversation we go from here is going to completely but it's going to ruin the premise of the show.
Yeah.
All right.
So you should definitely watch. It's a 6-episode season. You can do it in like any day.
Well, I started rewatching Battlestar Galactica again too. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Randy wants to know, have you seen Princess Bride yet?
I have not. I have grandkids every fucking day.
Yeah, you can watch Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
I watched that because
Jack doesn't cut corners.
Time out. I've had work on this backyard, all this crap I'm having to do. By the time I get done, it's like 9 o'clock at night. Start at 6:30
your backyard,
in the morning.
Your backyard's Petco Park?
It is Petco Park.
You're pointing at it like it's your backyard.
Look at the grass.
You do those lines great.
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up in the 80s.
I guess what I liked about...
I'm kidding. I've never done cocaine.
Seriously. You grew up in the 70s, Jack. Come on. And the 80s.
But I think the 80s is when it was really... Wasn't that what Narcos said? It was like, that's when we started our war on drugs.
True.
Just say no!
Here's your brain. Here's your brain on drugs.
Yeah, you know, I used to love all those fucking, like, you know, back when we were kids, and it's like, you know, say no to drugs. It's like, they have to, like, cocaine up on the screen. The after-school specials, that 2-minute commercial after the cartoons of, like, say no to cocaine. It's like, what fucking kid did cocaine, first of all? like honestly, like, in all of my years of elementary school, I don't think not one child that I knew ever did coke.
No.
Weed? Yes. Shrooms, LSD. Actually, LSD was huge in my high school.
Come on, Chris. I need a bump before PE class.
But like all those misguided efforts in, like, you know, of the war on drugs, or the fuck they called it.
War on drugs.
Not one kid in my school ever fucking did coke or smoked crack.
I know.
Now they do.
I know I told this before, but when I worked at Sony, I was the only one who didn't.
Who smoked crack?
No, didn't snort cocaine. I mean, didn't use cocaine.
Yeah.
Because they'd all be broke. They'd be, I don't have any money. I go, well, they go, well, you don't do drugs. I go, okay, but I still have money. I go, what good is the money? What good is doing the cocaine if you don't have any money after working your ass all week? Because it wasn't an easy job. It was line work. But they used to bitch and complain about not having any money after the weekend, because they would be partying all weekend.
Which reminds me, Jack, that Nick had a point about Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Okay.
I remember going, like, I had something to say. What was it?
And like, you're about to say it. You're about to say it, and then fuck, Jack went on a goddamn 80s drug tirade.
No. I just asked, who plays Captain America? Then you guys changed. That wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
I just asked a question.
Well, and my two favorite things about Captain and the Falcon and the Winter Soldier were the broader arcs of it, because I think that, like, me, myself included, I mean, I think I would have, it's kind of like when the first time you see the new Captain America, like, you immediately have a fuck you kind of reaction.
Oh, you fuck. Know? I want to punch him. Yeah, he's got such a Matt Gaetz thing about him. I just wanted to fucking punch him in the face.
He did. He really did. You know? But
like, I think that would have happened with anybody, even if it would have been, you know, any person, because, like, you don't want to see Captain America.
He was an extra fucking douche. Right. Like, he really was. Like,
you need that in order to mentally transition, you know, to go to something that you can accept. And it's the same as, like I really liked where they went with Winter Soldier, in that
it's kind of, you know, like, after, like, your mom and dad get a divorce, and then your mom starts dating a piece of shit, you know, and you're just like, oh, fuck that guy. And then you're just relieved that she, like, ends up dating some other person who's just like, never mind.
Matt, is this man your tornado?
The red tornado.
God, weed makes me funny. I gotta do this more often.
But,
yeah. That's I already do.
I'm fucking hilarious.
That's not what the listener said.
But Randy said his school was big into LSD. I believe that, Randy.
LDS?
LDS?
Oh, LDS? I thought it was LSD.
Yeah, no, it was LDS. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So. My bad.
He means LSD.
Yeah. Typo.
Oh. You know, Star Trek 4, people. Come on. Never mind. And then I like where they went with Winter Soldier as well, and that, you know, they gave him some depth in that he needed to find himself and try to, you know, come to terms with everything. I liked all that aspect of it. You know, it was a good series. I felt it was still a lot of like build, kind of like how WandaVision didn't really address much. You're just
I saw it finish.
Come on, you know, but
yeah,
it's still good.
You know, I'm curious though, because I don't think we got any definitive on this, but in episode 3, when they first kind of team up with Baron Zemo, mm-hmm. Did those activating words work? Like, what was he actually?
No,
but they didn't say that, because he said,
well, he said he's been deprogrammed of that,
right? But there's a moment in the bar when they're acting out their characters, and there's an underhanded comment that was made about like he can still be controlled, and there's actually even like a scene between Bucky and what's his name, Anthony Mackie, Falcon, and he's like, "Are you okay?" And then he's like, "Yeah, I'll be all right." Like, but it almost like left it open, like he could potentially still be controlled.
Hmm. Can you imagine if his wife ever got a hold of those codes? I mean, he'd like just the endless amount of like
dishes for done every day. Right? Like yeah.
The fuck, am I doing this all this shit,
dude? It reminds me, I had to do fucking 7 loads of laundry today. That sucked.
Oh,
you're really good.
Yeah,
the load in the
just the house, like, you know, just like the whole house.
Out.
Wait until your kids get bigger, because their clothes get bigger, and you're like,
no, you know what? I'd fucking rather that, because right now it's like a mixture of like fucking like 1,000,004 fucking socks that could fit on your pinky,
and you're gonna lose them.
You go, oh, fuck. My son has not worn matching socks in, like, I don't know, 2 weeks. But between that and then the fact that, like, my daughter's clothes are starting to become the same size clothes as my wife, and it's fucking freaking me out.
Yeah.
Like, my daughter's tall. So, like mm-hmm. and my wife is not. So, like, see, I didn't call her short. But
that was in a movie.
That was in a getting really fucking similar. I'm like,
yeah,
fuck me.
That was in a movie. I can't remember what movie it was, but it was a dad that he was doing the laundry and he pulls out a thong. He's like, "Baby, when did you get this thing?" And yeah, and he's like, "That's your daughter's." And you're like, "Oh my god, yeah.
No!" Yeah, that's I don't know. That's bad.
So yeah, but here's another thing too. I think my wife is fucking crazy in this sense. Yes, I did just call her crazy about this. I'm pretty sure. I can't confirm this, but I think that before she puts her clothes into the laundry bin, she purposefully turns them the fuck inside out.
Oh, I wash them that way. If it comes to me inside out.
Sorry. I thought you meant you're probably own, but that's fine. They get washed. But like
jeans?
No, but folding the motherfuckers is the worst.
Oh yeah,
right? And I've gotten to a point where I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. If you're gonna have your shit inside out, it's gonna get folded inside out, and you're gonna have to unfold every one of your fucking articles of clothing.
My wife used to get mad. She goes, "You need to take the kids' clothes, put them, you know, take them inside, you know, redo it, and then if their pant legs were all the way down, I go." Bullshit, because I know
nope,
it.
You want it to come out right, you got to fucking put it in right.
I had the simplest system. I had lights and darks in one basket, towels, whites. I don't want to call anybody out, but I had 3 kids, 2 girls, 1 boy. The boy couldn't fit. He would just take the towels, the white, and just put them all in one basket. I go, dude. Or he just put his dirty socks back in his drawer. And just go still watch, and just and still mine. I go, what the fuck? And my wife would go, well, you know, you got to pick and choose your battles. I go, whites and darks and whites, white towels. How is that so fucking hard?
By the way, the wife never gives that advice at the most appropriate time. It's always like, I fucking know that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've had those moments. Like, you got to pick your battles, sweetie. You're like, not right now. This is the battle, and this is the fucking hill I'm going to die on.
It's like when she would get, I finally at one point said, okay, the only way Jay and I are going to cope together is if I just ignore it.
I spent a weekend. It was like a Saturday or a Sunday where I was just like, no, my daughter is definitely doing the laundry today. And it wasn't like a mean, like I'm picking on her. It was just like, no, we're going to do the laundry. You and me together. Like, let's do the laundry. Like, I want, you know, I know how to do it. Besides, I don't want to know that until I go to college. That's for college. And I'm like, no, that's for right now. And she's like, no, you're just going to make me do all of the laundry now. And I'm like, yeah. And I was like, you need to know this stuff. You need to know this stuff so that when you have something that needs to be washed, you can wash it. And oh, by the way, yeah, you do need to contribute.
Chris, you're muted.
You're unmuted.
Yeah. That was funny too. You're like, I have fucking spent the last, how old your daughter?
She is now 14.
I've spent the last fucking 14 years old. But my sole responsibility is making sure you don't fucking die. And like, and here you are. Yeah. Wash your goddamn fucking laundry.
It was one of those moments where my wife was kind of like, just kind of stepping back and being like, I'm going to see how this plays out. This is kind of fun watching my husband and my daughter fight over laundry.
She'll take off, like she'll change, she'll put her fucking pajamas on, but she'll get chained right in the middle of the living room because she's a whack job, but she's awesome. And then she'll throw her like her shit on the floor. And like look at it and be like, I'm gonna get to that in a second, and then leave the room. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I get over it. And just like Jack, go, dude, come on over. What's this? And she's like, what?
It to me was the most. Plus, I had a quote where I take it out of the dryer. They've all been fluffed and so you don't have to iron. Put them all their clothes up there. All the clothes on the hanger. They would come down. Get one thing, usually pull on the hanger, break the hanger.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And so it says, I go, lift up.
It wasn't your hanger is just a bunch of like fucking bent metal.
Yeah. Well, they're plastic because Joan Crawford scared the hell out of me. But I was like, but they would just get what they needed. And I go, okay, go down and get your clothes. All your clothes are downstairs. Okay.
Refill that ship. Yeah. And like another thing too, like, my wife's got those like sports bra top things that, you know, they're all like 87 fucking straps. And you're sitting there, I'm just like, you're not wearing it. How do I fold this piece of shit?
Or how does it go on a hanger? Like, there's too many holes here.
Fucking like all like,
I'm just clipping it. Nick's back there like, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to do it.
My wife has those ones where the hangers don't really. They don't fit on there because the shoulders. So yeah. You put, and it fall, I go, God,
and it's like this way or that way. Like,
I hate this fucking shit. Because she has washables, and then she'll get mad if I go, well, take your washables, put them separate. But she doesn't. She just puts it. And then
have you tried staples? Because I'll do staples on her clothes, and that'll teach her.
one time she
that spilled, was easy.
One time she spilled cat food into the laundry thing. Cans of food. I was wrong for not checking the thing. I go, well, if you knew it fell in there, why didn't you take out the cat? She goes, would you just dump it in? I go, yes. I go, just dumped it in to wash it. I go, because I keep hearing this boom, 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 boom in the dryer. I go, the fuck is that?
So you guys can clearly hear from the tone of my voice of this last fucking 4 or 5 minutes, whatever it was.
Fucking.
I don't know where that came from. I fucking hate laundry. Like, it's literally my least favorite shit to do in the house. I don't like folding fucking clothes.
So you would rather do dishes over laundry?
10 times over. No doubt about it.
I do the dishes too.
See, I'm more like a laundry kind of, because it's like, put it on, I get to do something else. It's also in my studio.
You know, so. I think laundry's my fucking tornado, for Christ's sake. Like, it's fucking anxiety.
Like, it does spin around.
It's the worst. And there's still another fucking load in the dryer. I got it too. After we finish podcast, I can finish the stupid fucking laundry. I hate laundry.
My wife does the towels now because she says, I don't do it right. I go, literally, this is a computerized thing. I go, you put the soap in, you put the softener in there, you put the bleach in there, heavy, and she goes, They just don't smell as clean when you wash the towels. I go,
then fucking wash them yourself. But
you know, it's funny though. We're down to like three towels now. There's only two of us in the house, and there's like three towels left. Oh, wow. She goes, "We gotta wash towels here soon." I go, "I don't know how to do it right."
I'll tell you, I actually, my recent spending spree while high on Instagram, which happens all the time now, it's a lot of fun. You should try it. I bought those Turkish towels. You know, like the ones that are like, they're really thin Turkish towels. Oh,
yeah,
towels.
I love those. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
They have them in Italy, too.
They're fucking great.
They're great. Yeah, they're really absorbent.
Like, you can, you know, how often do you wash your towels? Normally, how often do you wash your towels?
Yeah. Weekly, like, what are you talking about? Like,
I'll use the same towel for like 2 or 3 days.
So, okay, yeah, 2 or 3 days, and you throw in the wash, and then boom. Like, you can use these Turkish towels for like almost a week, and they're not going to get nasty and stinky and smelly because they dry so easily. They're the best, and I actually have cut down on my towel washing dramatically.
Yeah, I was in.
They're called Turkish towels?
They're like lower European towels. They're just super thin.
So is it like being in a Turkish prison?
Yeah, I don't want to be like I don't want to like add to the Armenian genocide that took place.
Like towels.
Yeah. I the whole podcast I've been waiting for an Armenian joke about genocide, but you know, there we go. I'm done.
You know what? I had that written down. Genocide. Ha 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 ha.
Ding ding ding.
I don't know why I didn't think about bringing it up sooner.
Oh, genocide is never funny.
Chris has been funny. Chris can make it funny.
I agree with Chris. Those towels are awesome. In 2008, I was in Rome, and I loved them so much that I went to the housekeeping lady, you know, with the big thing, and I was like, I gave her 100 US.
Whoa. She had a big what?
What?
Yeah, the cart. The cart.
I thought she had like
the housekeeping cart. You know, they always have a big stack of towels there, and I basically just gave her $100 US, and I just grabbed a whole stack full of them. I was like, I want all these towels, and then took them back home with me.
She said, "Cause they're just dick."
Yeah, Matt, put my screen up on the same thing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So these are the type of towels I'm talking about, the Turkish towels on the right. So like they're like really thin, like tightly woven towels. These have tassels on the side, but they don't appear.
I don't want tassels on my towels.
They don't appear anything like any towel that you're probably ever used to using because it's not
in the U.S. No,
it's almost like a blanket, like a beach blanket. Yeah. But they absorb so much water.
Yeah, the closest thing you can get in the U.S. is like those waffle towels, which are kind of like a hybrid. You know.
Yep, I bought mine on Instagram, but they're
like those things you used to have when you would dry your car off. Remember, they was
be a little,
They still make those. Yeah,
they still make those because I don't want to wash my car anymore, but. Anyways, in the 80s, it was great.
And since buying them, I wash that towel once a week.
And you said they're thinner?
Yeah, they're super thin.
Like when you're drying off with them, you're like, this doesn't fucking feel right. Because you're definitely drying off.
Because usually when I'm drying myself off, it feels great.
Yeah, it's completely different. Yeah.
Do you finish it?
I often do.
Are you at least happy at the end?
Of course I am.
Well, yeah, you're the Robert Kraft of drying yourself off.
So kind of like that, but then also on the topic we were talking about earlier, but like with your kids growing up and having all these awkward things now that are coming into your lives,
Lego addiction.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. God, like
now your son just turned 2, right, Chris?
He did, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? When I told Cindy, I go. His kid just turned 2. I go, when did this happen?
Saturday. He's 2 years old. It's crazy.
God damn.
Well, kid's awesome.
My sister called me a few weeks ago, and my oldest nephew is 12, and he's at that point where he's a kid still and still acts like a kid, but he's becoming a teenager, you know, so hormones are starting to work now.
So he's becoming a dick?
And no, he's not a dick, but like she's like, my brother-in-law, God bless him, he's a great man, but he's not an assertive type person. He's not going to really confront you with anything. And so my nephew now is starting to wake up with what we wake up with a lot when we're at that age. And she's like, he came downstairs the day in his underwear and I didn't know what to say to him. Like, do you have to pee? Like, you know, like, what's going on? She's like, what do I say to him?
That's the last thing you want to do. You don't want to tell him to go fucking pee. You have to fucking clean the walls.
Do you remember Toy Story? Remember that character in Toy Story? What was his name?
But yeah, like think about like your mom explaining this to you. You know, so she doesn't know what to say, and she's like, "Do you think you could talk to him?" I'm not talking to him. He's not my fucking kid. And it's just like
you might want to take a cold shower before you.
Yeah, come put your hog away. Get the breakfast.
Let's go. Yeah. Tuck that shit in. Come on.
Your fucking Cheerios are getting soggy. Let's go.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I had a funny story. I don't know what the funny story of my neighbor. I'm pushing my grandkids. We have two of these plastic Fisher Price cars that they both steer and stuff like
Fuck
that.
Fuck those things, man. I got so many of them. They're the worst.
Well, they love it because I push them and everyone goes, "Oh my god, they're so cute and adorable." Well, there's this guy down the street, and I've maybe talked to him like two or three times. And he's like going, and he's a gabber guy. And he goes, are you the dad? I go, oh, no, I'm done being a dad. These are my grandkids. He goes, oh, I always wanted to be, that's the one thing I wanted was just to be a grandpa, play with my grandkids, all this different stuff. And he goes, but my son cared more about drugs. And I go, so I didn't know what to say. So
that's fucked.
I just could, I said, well, my son collects toys. I don't know if that's the same thing. But I literally, at this point, I'm usually not speechless, but I was like going, I don't know you. Why are you telling me your story? But I mean, he's a nice guy, but I don't know his name.
That's sad.
But I didn't know what to say. I mean, what would you have said? Because I asked my wife, like, what should I have said? I go, I didn't know what to say. I was like looking at him going,
are you free on Tuesdays to watch these fucking kids? That's what I would have said. Yeah.
I go, well, he goes, I think he realized he was, it was an uncomfortable subject for me. So he kind of said something else. But I was like, I didn't know what to say. I was just like going, I mean, I didn't know if his son died of a drug. Did he die of drug overdose? I don't know because I didn't want to ask. I didn't think it was right for me to ask.
Meanwhile, Jack is actually vaping weed.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, but I was just like, I literally didn't know what to say to the guy. I'm like going, I mean, it's what should I have said? Should I have said anything or just?
There's nothing you can say that. It's just awkward as fuck.
Okay. All right. So I wasn't, because I've said, was I overreacting? Well, that's fucked up. I mean, I didn't. I don't know. I just, you guys are no help.
Sorry, bud. That's weird.
Yeah, but he's just that kind of guy.
Sorry, I was working on these names. I don't think they're great, but we'll give them a shot.
I'll do what I can to gussy them up for you.
All right. So
internet, cool. All
right. Well, we're about at our time. You know,
cool, man.
So. We do really enjoy everyone that joined us in the live chat. You know, there's
except
been
for
a lot
that
of
one guy that you yelled at,
fucking yeah, Randy. I tell you, you know, like the lay off
the shot glass that put it up your ass.
Oh, yeah. Sham Wow, that's what it was. Thank you, Randy. Sham Wow. I, you know, Randy, I respect you. And don't we have an email?
Oh, now you want to read the email?
Okay. I just know we have one, and I don't want to tell people to go fuck themselves like
you. No. This just brings up.
I'm Matt, fan favorite Matt. Go
it
fuck
says,
yourself.
Well, it's from John, who's in the chat apparently. Yeah, he likes to email in. He could have just put this in the chat, I guess. But
hey John,
we finish off every episode asking for fucking people to email us, and when they do, we tell them to get a shot glass and shove it up their fucking ass.
Randy has never once emailed.
How the fuck dare you?
Randy has never emailed, so he doesn't count. But if he wants to,
because he's still in mourning about Stinky,
he can email us at rcadcast@gmail.com, just like this gentleman did.
Not from Matt's grandma.
No, it's not from my grandma. My grandma's dead. Thank you very much, Miami Mike. You know, I'm about like 70 years old here. Anyway, the email we get.
I took a shot in the dark. I just emailed bluejeans54@gmail.com and I got you.
So we get this email that
weird
says.
Al? Matt's grandmother is clearly Bostonian, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Do it.
My grandmother is not.
Oh, God. I'm going to die.
You're right, John. I can't put tonight. Pictures in the chat. But John writes in, and we'll get to John's email here. He says, "Greetings, gentlemen, and Jack."
treat me like crap. And who's fan favorite? Treat me like crap, John. Hey,
I'm not the one spreading sheep lies here. Wanted to show you an example of why UPS charges.
Baby sheep, baby, give me your hand. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wait, who's spreading sheep thighs?
Yeah, Randy, good cookies, though. My grandmother did make some really kick-ass cookies. Thank you very much. So,
you know, you work up an appetite after those sheep. Hey, Grandma, where are those cookies at?
So John writes in, wanted to show you an example of why UPS charges such a high fee to correct inaccurate weights, measurements, addresses, and such.
They're crooks.
If you look at extremely large package on my hand cart, and then whoa,
I don't want to be looking at no large package.
Get your hand cart off my extremely large package immediately.
Well, this is pretty ridiculous, though. So the photo that he puts in there is a big, giant package. It's John's package. It's fairly large and brown.
It is a picture. Yeah.
And it weighs at least 45 to 50 pounds. But the label,
that's why it's so irritable.
He says, if you look at the extremely large package
fragile? What?
On my hand cart,
Reggie?
Italian. You can see. I'm never going to get fucking through your email. I should have read it when Jack wasn't on here. But anyway.
Why am I getting blamed?
Because I can't fucking finish the show. Jeez.
Wait. Look below you. That's the guy who. This guy's causing all the problems. This guy. That guy down here.
I can't see past that. That's where my email's at. Anyway.
I get blamed for everything.
The label, you can see.
It's like growing up again. Go ahead.
You can see that the shipper entered the correct dimensions, but then put the weight of two pounds. This package contained a heavy table and weighed at least 45 to 50 pounds. If it was not adjusted along the lines, then the UPS is going to be out between $60 to $80. This type of package requires special handling since it can't be unloaded to a regular belt. It's taken off the trailer and put on irregular carts and driven to and then scanned on the package car line. Lots of extra handling. In the past, a person would have to manually catch a mistake, and now most hubs are automated in order to correct weight and dimension problems. It was a huge problem before and also a safety issue. Anyway, hopefully Matt was able to get a break on his mistake. Love the podcast, except for any Padres talk. No one cares about them.
That last part's not true. I mean, Padres are people. Let's face it. This year, they're talking about the Padres this year.
I knew that this whole thing was going to just devolve into like a Padres talk here. But anyway, John, no, I did not get those adjustments to my UPS account. So I was fucked over in the ass and in the pee hole, as I mentioned in last week's show.
You were fucked in the pee hole?
I was fucked in the pee hole and wow. I was fucked in the ass by UPS. So thank you, UPS, for fucking me over royally. And by the way, it was not an $80 to $60 thing. I could totally like cover that.
How do you ship a dolphin?
We're talking about me being overcharged in the place of $1,000. We're talking about a $1,000 overage charge.
Matt, you're muted again.
Nobody cares, Chris. You're muted.
That was gold. But
anyway, it fucking sucked. And
when you ship Flipper, do you have to do it enough? Like dry ice?
Ship dolphins. Yeah. We don't ship anyway. You guys.
Just saying.
I'm just thinking dolphin would be a large package.
It was a big package, yeah. Yeah, you have to put water in there, and like they're varying sizes.
It was a large package, but
water's heavy.
It was 19 pounds over. I don't feel like I should be charged $1,000 for this.
Yeah, just the thing. That's COVID, dude.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. $1,000.
Yeah,
was it $1,000? Yes. Holy shit, fuck you, PS.
Why I said I was fucked in the pee hole over this thing. And not in a way that, like, if there was going to be a $1,000 overage charge, somebody from UPS, which I've actually had happen, should fucking call me up and be like, hey, what do you want us to do with this? And I would have been like, oh, I'm sorry, I fucked up. Is there a way that we can work this out? I did call, and I got the runaround. Oh, well, I can't adjust this for you. I'm going to have your UPS account person call you. Who never fucking called us? And oh, by the way, we've had so many different UPS account managers like rotate through. I mean, what a fucking joke. Sorry, John, but like the number of account managers we've had over the years and what they've done for us, it's just
Amazon.
Sorry, it gets me riled up, and you don't want to get me riled up right now. So that's I'll start
for
talking.
19, about it was $1,000.
Yeah, yeah,
19 pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh fuck yeah. So I mean, it was a heavy package. Don't get me wrong. And I totally called up and I was like, hey, mea culpa on this. Like, I fucked up on some things, but you know. Anyway,
you should have threatened to cancel your account.
John, thanks for the email. I will be fighting the good fight on that package tomorrow again. Back at the Grand Store.
Don't give up.
I am not going to give up because I'm going to try to get some of that money back, even if I can get half of it back. Jeez. I mean, my normal bill for UPS is higher, you know, just depending on what we have going on. But that one totally, totally fucked me in the ass. So, and the pee hole. So,
with the shock.
Yeah, sorry about that visual. But that's so. And John also chimes in, never heard of that much of a penalty. Well, they found a way. So. And so anyway,
it should be online. There should be a flat fee if you're depending on where was it going from Indiana to where?
Not that far. It was going to Kentucky too.
So the zone is like zone two, right? It's like a zone two.
It's not.
John, I know the lingo.
Let's hope that next week when we tune in for the ongoing adventures,
of you want me to call him?
No, that's okay.
No. Do you want me to call him?
You know what? If I run into something, I think the main thing is that I just usually end up when I'm at work, I have too many hats to wear, and I need less hats to wear, and so I never get everything done in the day, and here comes
those fucking tornadoes again.
Yeah, exactly. Miami Mike, I should call him up and mention about the shotcast class penalty. You're wearing too many hats, Jack. I think it's because of you do too many podcasts.
I do.
Would you like to plug any of the other podcasts you do?
For everyone that subscribed to Crackpot Sport, I appreciate it. Even John, and he signed up Kim. That's great. But yeah. I was on a show tonight, so hopefully I'm getting a little closer, but anyway, that's all I got. I don't like plugging myself.
Okay. All right.
Especially with the shot glass.
Sherry, don't forget to email us if you want that list.
How about those names, Matt?
And those names, I'm trying to find where here it is. Okay.
Hey, so at this time, I think it'd be a great time to take our first commercial break.
Sure. We can take a second one.
And I forgot to mention, Nick, your song, best one ever.
It was. You missed it. You missed it.
Like, yeah. Real good.
If you like the song Imagine, you would cry at his version of this.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was breathtaking.
Yeah. So go back, listen. Listen to
feels from the balls right here.
If you enjoy what we do on this show, and why wouldn't you? Because Chris is high half the time and funnier than shit. Go over to iTunes, rate and review this show, give us some feedback, send us an email, or go over to jandjack.com, become a patron member with the patron link that's there. There's a lot of patrons that help this show out, just like the listeners in the chat that chime in every week. We appreciate you joining us.
Except Randy.
Some patrons make this show possible, and at this point, Chris is going to read off my names that I've given him, good or bad. Or high water. So first we have
Tell Him Off Tack. Escape Artist Eckhart.
Don't know where that one came from.
Shut Up With LSD.
It's Shoot Up, isn't it? Shut Up With LSD.
This was inspired by my daughter, so it's not a slight against Maggie.
I don't know if you guys are noticing this or not, but when he's putting up the cards, for some reason the green screen is freaking out, and you can see the dog's eyes through the cards for like half a second.
Really?
Okay, I'll try it on this next one.
I haven't. I got to see that now.
Did I have? Oh yeah, I had Ed. So
something the way you did.
Where's Joanne's? Oh yeah, here it goes. This is totally her
didn't her jam. Do that.
No, Mortal really?
I fucked up the name. Yeah.
Am I even going to fucking read it? I will not put my voice to that card.
Mortal Kombat!
Okay, fine.
It would be better if it was ready. Here it is. I'll edit it for you. Ready? Get over here, Joanne.
There you go. Okay. That would have been good with Greg, too.
You don't really go the distance with Greg.
What about this one?
Not Genocide.
What the fuck?
Because Jack was complimenting Genocide earlier.
Oh, all right, that is kind of funny. If Genocide's funny, this is how.
The one time.
Not Genocide, Greg.
I've never laughed at it before, but I'm willing to learn.
I had another one for Greg, which was.
Get those sheep, Greg.
Wow.
First step to exploding Kleenex.
Kleenex. Exploded Kleenex. Yeah. Look, not all of them are winners, okay? Obviously. What about this one?
Falcon in the winter. Greg.
You're just putting shit in there and then putting a name.
You're like the brick of the podcast right now, like Brick from Anchorman. Like, are you just looking at something and saying you love it, Brick? I love lamp. Yeah. I mean, you've had some shitty names in the past. Like you have. I mean, I think we can all admit in the past you've had some shitty names. But tonight's show was by far the shittiest names you've ever come up with.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I think we can all be honest with each other on the show.
Can we? Can we be honest with each other?
What's happening?
So last thing I'd like to share with everyone, since we're clearly not having a bonus episode, since this episode went so long.
I don't get it.
Is the cat stinks?
Yeah. Catnip.
I had litter? My nose attacked by a cat.
Yeah, but that's not the cat's not attacking it. There,
yeah, the cat's almost on
the pedophile. Tail. Like you guys like smelling the cat.
So for the listeners of the podcast, I'm sharing some visual images that I created. Just
I don't like this one.
Like this one at all.
I don't get it.
Bestiality.
I just think it just it, is it. I'm just being honest.
Okay, it's fine. You know,
Matt's having a rough go right now. I think
about this one? Because this really sums up my feelings about
this one. I like
Deep After Dark. Deep After Dark.
I know, Deep After Dark. Right.
I thought it was. I thought it said Sheep After Dark. My bad.
That's what's on your mind. So,
well, I missed out growing up. I like the one you had today with the volcano and all the fire.
Pull that one up again.
What?
Last one? Yeah. So it's just like going out of arcade sale, Deep After Dark, all shot glasses 50% off.
Maybe next week I'll remember that.
All stinky shot glasses.
And last, let's see here. What do I have one more that I can share with you guys here? So this was the other one that I created here. So. It's kind of like a.
Oh, I like that one.
You know,
that's too fucking classy for us.
Yeah. Oh,
it's like it's like talk of the town.
I'm going to use it.
That's nice.
What city is that? Is that?
Shanghai. It's not American. It's the Shanghai. So.
Well, I was trying to read that one.
That one building that has some kanji characters on it.
Yeah. DBS. So. Deutsche Bank Scotland.
There you go. Boom. So anyway, one of those I'll use for next week's show card. Clearly not the cat one because Jack doesn't like the cat. But,
Again, we can be honest with each other here.
We can be totally honest with each other about the Padres.
I think you should put sheep there instead.
Okay, I'll think about that.
Baby sheep, give me your hand.
I forgot. There was one. Sorry, I know. I'm trying to really fucking close out this show, but there was one thing I saw.
You know what? Just blame me.
I saw this at Walmart, and I just needed to share this. is this like a toy that's broken?
Because this bullshit. Is bullshit. Like, yeah, I can see the like, plane.
This is a Wonder Woman themed jet from the movie Wonder Woman 84, WW484. It's like you can see the jet. It's not an invisible jet. I want a see-through fucking invisible jet.
It should just be an empty box.
Right. Just have an empty package. Here you go.
They left a plastic insert there so you can have it be interchangeable. It can either be the shell or it could be the actual.
You just put the plastic shell like, look, Mom. I'm flying.
It's a plane.
You should have had Jay on this one to answer the question. He probably knows the answer.
I know. Like, should I go back to my Walmart and buy these up? Is this a defect? Like, why are they not invisible?
It's a collectible.
You haven't seen that movie yet.
You still haven't seen Wonder Woman 84?
You're not missing it.
Wonder Woman!
I don't think I'm
going
to watch it.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. It's bad.
Well, it was good to be back with y'all this week. I had fun. I don't know about you, but I had fun. Matt's nah, expense.
Shanghai UPS charges.
What else has changed? So, yeah, I was shanghaied with those UPS charges for sure.
That to me is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, that's why I was a little depressed.
At first, I thought smoke was coming out of that cat's tail. But then I realized it was a nose.
I thought I was being playful with the nose shape. You know,
it could be a cat bong.
Cat bong.
Yeah.
Like smoking a bong. Okay.
Could be.
I won't go with this one then. So, well, gentlemen, it was good seeing you again, Chris. The rest of you guys, yeah, it was okay.
Wait, the guy who gave you the most shit was good to see?
And the rest of Whoa.
I got all the blame. I got all the blame. I'm just sitting here minding my own business.
Yeah.
I was just laughing.
So, for everybody out there, tune in next week. We're going to have another episode as well as a brand new Owen and Baru's barbecue.
Yes.
For the Bad Batch.
Bad Batch. We will definitely have something. So
get out there, get vaccinated, get safe. Good luck.